Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Today we're going to be discussing a new eating phenomenon, and sadly it has to do with the king of the jungle. Yes, gaining popularity is lion meat. Perhaps you've seen news stories about it being featured on the menu here and there. I guess this was bound to happen. I suppose there will always be a market for thrill-seeking diners or whatever it is that motivates some people to eat anything. When I first heard about this growing phenomenon, a few things came to my mind. First, in any walk of life, some people just need to seek thrills. So there are skydivers, race car drivers, chainsaw jugglers. So lion, I thought, was just the latest thing for the sensation-seeking carnivore to try. After that, Anthony Bourdain came to mind. He's the chef, author, and TV host. He's quite a phenomenon, a former drug addict, very popular, and these days usually can be seen on his TV shows eating all sorts of gross parts of indigenous animals in various cultures around the world. He does not think much about the vegetarian or vegan mentality at all. So what do you think about consuming lion? If you're still eating meat like beef or poultry, why would you or would you not eat lion? And if you're vegan or vegetarian, is the notion of eating lion similar to eating any other dead animal? Just something we do, not want to do? Or does it seem different? Here to explain what is going on about the consumption of lion by Westerners and to explore some of the ethical questions that come up is one of our favorite guests, Adam Roberts, Executive Vice President, Born Free USA. Welcome to the program, Adam.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Adam, how and when did you begin hearing about lion being served and consumed in the United States?
Well, actually, the first time it came on my radar was when when South Africa was hosting the Soccer World Cup, and a restaurant, a burger place down in Arizona, decided to sell lion burgers in honor of the World Cup host. Of course, I thought that was rather odd, having been to South Africa and many other African countries, and never recalling seeing lion on the menu, because it's not actually a staple of the diet there. But that's when I started to think that there was something going on here, and that it was probably worth looking into. And then it started to happen more and more across the country, showing up in restaurants even outside my home in Washington, D.C., and so Born Free USA decided to try and track the lion meat trade and actually see where these lions were coming from to supply the meat trade. And we did an undercover investigation in 2011, a nearly year-long investigation that painted a pretty grim picture about what's happening with these animals from the time they're born to the time they get packaged and sold.
And I want to go into detail about your investigation, but what were your initial concerns about this practice, Adam?
Well, really, it was multifaceted. The first and probably biggest concern for us organizationally is that we're working so hard to protect lions in the wild. In fact, we're one of a number of organizations that have come together to petition the U.S. government to list the African lion as endangered under the Endangered Species Act. So it's obviously sending an incredibly dangerous message when, on the one hand, we're talking about the grim population decline where the African lion has been decimated in the wild, losing more than half of its population since 1980. And on the other hand, we're actually serving lion meat here in America, but also the animal welfare concerns, which is incredibly important for us. What's happening to these lions where they're born, they're bred, they're raised, and ultimately how are they killed? And I think our findings were pretty shocking in that account.
Tell us about that.
Well, ultimately, people would think that it's a regulated industry. They surely think that most of the meat industry is regulated. But what we discovered is that the lion is actually exempt from any human slaughter laws under the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And so the way that the lions are being killed is completely unregulated. But furthermore, it's not that these lions are being bred for the meat trade. They're being bred to be sold to roadside zoos and menageries as exotic pets or for public display and photo opportunities when they're small. And then obviously at some point these animals are either unable to be cared for or they become big and unruly and get sold into the meat trade. So when the meat is processed, we have really no idea of what's in that meat. Were these animals fed antibiotics or other medications, vaccinations, and those substances are still in the meat when it's packaged and sold. And while USDA has no regulatory authority on the lion meat trade, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is theoretically supposed to. But what we found was that until we started submitting requests to the FDA under the Freedom of Information Act, they weren't actually inspecting any of these lion meat processing plants. So really, the meat that was packaged and sold around the country could have been tainted and, quite frankly, very dangerous for human consumption.
Do we know how they're slaughtered? Are the lions treated and slaughtered like traditional livestock?
No, actually, I think because you can't get close to these animals because they are so dangerous, what I understand happens is that the animals arrive at the slaughter plant from wherever they're coming from, and in fact, it could be from across state lines in violation of federal law. But the animals are kept in a small transport enclosure, and then are literally just shot with a gun.
Wow. And Adam, how many restaurants do you estimate now have lion on the menu, at least some of the time?
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing thing to try and track, and obviously it's something that we think is burgeoning. I have no way of putting a concrete figure on the number, but I think the number is clearly rising, or at least we're finding out about more of them all the time. Just in the past 2 weeks, there's been a taco place down in Florida outside of Tampa that was selling lion meat tacos, and then a restaurant in California that was selling lion meat skewers. And so I think the frequency with which these lion meat products are being found on the menu is definitely increasing. And what's also interesting, too, is trying to understand, and I'm afraid I probably don't have an answer yet, trying to understand whether there's a genuine interest in the sale or the consumption of lion meat, or if it's really just a gimmick by these restaurateurs to try and get people to come into their restaurants. Because so often, you know, we kick up quite a fuss and we do a lot of public protests when we find out that people are selling lion meat, and often it's from the menu. There was one Kansas chef who was going to do an adventurous tasting menu with a lot of different wild animals. And we particularly pointed out the problems with the lion meat that he was going to serve, and he apparently pulled it from the menu before the evening. So sometimes I wonder if it's not so much about satisfying a genuine demand for lion meat as wanting the publicity that comes with saying you're going to be serving lion meat to your customers.
Now, do customers or even the restaurants really know what they are eating or serving?
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, as I say, with very little or no USDA or FDA oversight, there are true problems there. But moreover, we don't even know for sure that they're serving lion. I mean, you'd have to do some serious DNA testing to identify the meat as coming from lion. And in fact, one of the processors that we've looked into in the past had been implicated in selling tiger meat, but labeling it as lion when there were some studies of that flesh done. And that's another whole issue that we have with the sale of the lion meat, is that because you can't guarantee, number one, that it's from a captive bred lion, let alone a wild lion from Africa, you also can't tell whether it's coming from another big cat that's highly endangered like a tiger. So really the trade is so nefarious that it's not something we can support or anyone should be a party to.
You mentioned there's no oversight by the FDA or USDA like there is with other livestock animals. But is this legal? We can sell lion meat in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unfortunately legal at the moment to sell processed lion meat anywhere in the country. If you were trying to transport a live lion across state lines to be slaughtered for the meat trade, you would violate a law that was passed in 2003 called the Captive Wildlife Safety Act, which prohibits the interstate movement of big cats, lions, tigers, leopards, cheetahs, or even hybrids, unless they're going to certain accredited zoos or other facilities. So if a lion was coming from Wisconsin into Illinois to be slaughtered for the meat trade, that act of crossing state lines with that live animal would violate state law, or federal law, but there's been no such apprehension or prosecution to my knowledge. But selling lion meat is perfectly legal and falls through this sort of federal loophole that I described, with USDA and FDA not really taking ownership of the issue.
Don't go away. More with Adam Roberts right after the break.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org, and I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website again is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week, right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold? Yeah.
The Hotels.com Memorial Day Sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Thank you.
speaking to Adam Roberts. Adam, you touched upon this earlier. Can you further explain, is there a relationship between increased lion meat consumption in the West and populations of lions in the wild?
Well, yeah, it's a tenuous connection at the moment, but my fear is that as demand for lion meat increases in the United States, knowing the way international trade routes for wildlife work, you're going to have increasing pressure on wild populations of lions to help satisfy the American demand. So there's really nothing, because of the way lions are protected internationally or under the U.S. Endangered Species Act, that would stop processors in, for example, South Africa from slaughtering lions and packaging the meat and selling those products to American citizens. And, of course, as much as we don't know what's in the lion meat that's being sold here in America now, surely meat packaged overseas and sold to the United States would be even harder to trace and track in terms of what's actually in the meat or whether it is, in fact, lion meat or some other species. So it's a really dangerous global trade that could be opened up as a result of this increasing American demand, if that's what indeed is happening here right now.
And, Adam, earlier you mentioned the potential health risks to humans. What exactly are the health risks to humans that this situation poses?
Well, it's really just a risk coming from not knowing what's in the meat. I mean, obviously, when meat is tainted with any number of diseases, we have a real problem on our hands. And obviously, that's happened with other meat. It's happened with bush meat coming into the country. And so, you know, the list of things that could be in the lion meat is probably quite long. And troubling for me. I mean, I'd be concerned about eating anything where I couldn't validate and trust the nature of the product or what's in it. So it could be troubling for us.
And as I opined earlier, some people seem to just like the thrill of eating exotic foods, like they're bow hunters and exotic animal hunters. There are those who do all sorts of wacky and often cruel things concerning food. How do you propose to persuade the lion eaters to stop? Will appeals to their own safety work?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I think in my experience working for animals for more than 20 years now in Washington, I have found that sometimes even when you can't persuade someone that doing something is the right thing to do because of an animal welfare implication or even a conservation implication, sometimes the human health and safety aspect is what really resonates with them. And so that's why I think it's important for us to point out that there are these potential dangers from consuming lion flesh. But obviously, you know, people are going to eat what they want to eat, and if it's legal and available, then they're going to take advantage of that, which is why Born Free is working hard in Illinois and elsewhere to try and make it a crime to sell lion meat, because obviously the processing and slaughtering of these lions is so problematic for us organizationally because of the animal welfare and the conservation implications.
Now, Adam, let's look at this topic from a different angle. How about from a purely ethical standpoint, do you personally see any difference between consuming animal products such as beef, poultry, and pork versus lion?
Well, it's a tough question. I mean, anytime you look at the ethical implications of anything involving animals, I think the line is going to be drawn differently for different people. Obviously, from my own personal perspective, I don't believe that we should be consuming animal flesh. But I think it's a little bit different, perhaps, when you're talking about animals that are raised for human consumption, and at least whether one believes that it's strong enough or fully implemented or not, at least has some regulatory basis for care under the Humane Slaughter Act when the animals are slaughtered. And I think if you're looking at it from strictly ethical perspective and trying to discern the difference between eating beef and eating lion meat, you could at least say that with beef, there is some protection for those animals from cruel treatment during the slaughter process because of the Humane Slaughter Act, which doesn't exist for lions or, quite frankly, other exotic animals. So that may be a difference between the two. Of course, as I say, there are going to be some people who say that the Federal Methods of Humane Slaughter Act doesn't go far enough, isn't providing enough protection for these animals, and we shouldn't be eating them anyway, even if they are slaughtered humanely or less cruelly. But nonetheless, in answer to your question, I think that might be one of the ethical differences. At least there's some legal protection for farmed animals when they're going to be slaughtered, where there's not for these wild animals.
If someone has a desire to try lion, why should a person be permitted to prevent them from doing so? Can't people decide for themselves?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Obviously, if something is legal, then people are going to make those decisions for themselves. But there are so many things in our lives, that we don't have the free will to decide, what to do, whether it's speeding at 90 miles an hour down the freeway or driving without a seatbelt or driving intoxicated. I mean, there are all these different things that we're prevented from doing in our lives, even though there may be some people who want to do them because there are dangers to either ourselves or to other members of the public. And I think, like so many things, this is one of those examples. You know, Congress has actually been very good historically in making decisions about protecting animals, and this is not a new phenomenon. I mean, just think about the Endangered Species Act itself. The Endangered Species Act passed 40 years ago, back in 1973, says that you can't do certain things to wild animals, including, if they're listed as endangered under the Act, killing them or harming them or trapping them or wounding them. So, you know, Congress has already gone out and said that there are some things that, whether we might like to or not, shoot an animal, for example, they simply won't allow it to happen because it's in the best interest of the animal and the species, the ecosystem, etc.
Adam, what if we could develop a large domesticated lion industry for consumption apart from wild lion and not interfering with conservation efforts? What objections would you have to that?
Well, I mean, I think the problem is that you're going to have definitely, you know, my experience says that the minute you start farming any wild species in order to satisfy demand, you're going to put pressure on the wild animals who are going to be killed in order to meet that demand. I mean, we've seen it with tigers, where tigers are farmed in China, but there are still tigers poached in India to supply the trade in their bones and skins and flesh and other organs. And the same with bears. Bears are farmed in China. They're kept in these small coffin-like cages, and they're continually milked for their bile and ultimately killed to extract the gallbladder for the sale in traditional medicines. But that doesn't stop people from poaching wild American black bears to satisfy that trade. So just because you're breeding these animals in captivity to sell their parts and products made from them doesn't mean that it's going to have no impact on the wild species. But, of course, additionally, there are all the ethical implications of breeding these animals. And, of course, if I was, quite frankly, living in a community that was engaging in farming of animals for meat, I would much rather live in a community and feel safer in a community that had a natural hog farm than one that had massive breeding of lions. I would think that would pose an incredible danger to the American public, just looking at the number of animals, tigers and lions, for instance, these big cats that escape enclosures at zoos, escape enclosures when they're in people's homes as exotic pets. I think it would be incredibly dangerous for a community to suggest that we're going to have a massive number of lions being bred for human consumption.
Adam Roberts, Executive Vice President, Born Free USA. Adam, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Don't go away. We have Peter in the News up next on Animals Today.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Hey, Bill, welcome to Ace. We have Miracle-Gro Potting Mix for just $6.99 after instant savings.
Whoa, that's perfect for my wife's geraniums.
They're yours, aren't they?
Yep.
Swing by Ace this Memorial Day weekend and get Miracle-Gro 2-cubic-foot potting mix with fertilizer for $6.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. Limit 2. Ace Rewards members who present their rewards card get savings instantly in-store. Available as mail-in savings for non-Ace Rewards members. Savings available on purchases from May 24th through May 27th at participating stores.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A regular feeding with Scott's strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scotts.com. Go on! Put down some Scotts Tough Builder lawn food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Have a good day. Next!
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh! If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day Sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori. How you doing?
Good. What's going on in the news?
Oh, so many things.
Oh, good.
You know, in Calgary, there is an elephant display. If you've seen the pictures, it's a relatively small habitat called Elephant Crossing. They've had it for decades, and there is a little controversy surrounding that. They are going to close this down. They've got four elephants there and relocate them. And the decision is pretty much made, but the former zoo vet, the gentleman who actually helped bring two of the babies over initially when this was opened, he's objecting. He's squawking that these middle-aged elephants, wherever you move them to, it's going to be very stressful for them, and since they're used to a relatively small enclosure, although he doesn't call it that, when they have all this room to move around, they're just not going to know what to do with it.
Oh, give me a break.
So, yeah, I just don't understand this mentality.
It's going to be stressful to move them to a bigger enclosure with more room to roam.
Yeah.
Are they going to go to sanctuaries?
Yeah, they're going to go to sanctuary. I'm not sure which one or ones, but it's about time. And
this guy just doesn't know what he's talking about.
And so congratulations to the Calgary Zoo for reaching this point in their evolution. I mean, you look at the enclosure, and it's won architectural awards. It's very nice to look at, but still, you can see the whole thing in one little. It's right out before you. It's small. It's enclosed. You can walk around the whole thing.
Well, why are you congratulating them? Because they came to the conclusion that it's too small for them, or they just can't afford to keep it up? I mean,
they can afford it. It's actually quite lucrative for them.
What was the reasons they?
The reason is they think it's in the welfare of the animals to give them a new, bigger place.
Okay, they deserve a little congratulations then.
And you know all the problems with these little.
I know.
Talked about this, and then the ground gets compacted, and the feet suffer, and they're bored, and. You know, they just need to be free.
Right. They're used to roaming with their families.
So we know how to relocate elephants without stressing them.
No, I know. This guy shouldn't be talking.
Tell us what you think.
He shouldn't be talking.
Okay. This is going to raise some serious questions for you. Let's go to the domestic animal world, okay?
Okay.
Do you know, everyone knows about the so-called runner's high. Right.
So, sure.
So in
I sort of get it sometimes.
Uh-huh.
A little high when I run.
So you are a runner, and when people certain people who reach that point in their aerobic experience, the body releases endogenous chemicals, which are called endocannabinoids. Right. These stimulate receptors that are produce euphoria or produce that good feeling. Right. And it's really an interesting thing if you've ever experienced. Okay.
So a fine line between wanting just to die and that good feeling of euphoria.
No. There you go. Well, if you're a dog, then you probably have this same phenomenon, believe it or not.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And they've determined that you can work out a dog on a treadmill and take some blood from the dog, and they've got these chemicals floating around in their body. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that's so interesting.
So your dog likes to run because...
Well, you could see with our dogs how much enjoyment they get out of running.
And how about cats? Do you think cats would, if they put a cat on a treadmill, and they did it, and took their blood, do you think they would have the same neurotransmitters?
Probably not, but I bet the same neurotransmitters might occur in a cat if you catch them when they're on the attack, prey.
Well, it turns out the authors of this paper believe cats experience the same thing, or at least they would. These are what they call cursorial mammals or cursorial animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're adapted for running. Okay, so that is in contrast to like a ferret, which just sort of skitters around and probably wouldn't experience a runner's ferret high, but a cat would. So here's my question, all this leading to this question, because we've had this deal. Should you walk your cat on a leash? If a cat is going to get pleasure or euphoria out of taking a little walk with you, an aerobic walk, some people like to put a little harness on their cat.
No, I think it's unnatural.
Unnatural.
Okay.
Run
them in that. Play with them in the house.
Yeah.
I think they'll get the same little high, little kitty high. If you play with them with a little feather or string in the house, get them some exercise.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
I think this notion of walking cats is risky.
Yeah.
I just think it's trouble waiting to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Kitty high.
Little kitty high.
Was that the name of your high school? You see these people buying these huge bones at the pet stores and the big chains and even the little pet stores, those huge...
The raw, those little...
I see, nice, huge, like a femur from a cow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like yeah, they're huge.
And then there's various... I mean, should we be giving our dogs bones, actual bones, cooked or raw, for some sort of health or pleasure reason? And we've avoided this, right?
We definitely have avoided this, and it just seems to me it would pose so many potential health risks to the dog.
Well, it turns out most veterinarians agree with us, and we should just remind people one of the biggest problems is the damage to teeth that the bones can cause, especially the hard bones. Okay, they're much too hard for the teeth, and you can crack a tooth, right?
Right.
And that leads to all sorts of trouble, abscesses. Then you have to remove the teeth or do a root canal, and it all gets very painful and, of course, expensive. So.
And do they splinter, too?
Oh, yes. That's a very common thing. You can get splinters in the mouth, in the digestive tract, that can lead to to obstruction of the intestines and even death. Cooked bones are also especially dangerous in this regard because they can really splinter and poke through the tissues. So just apparently there are some people who really advocate this stuff. They downplay the risks. They think the bones provide some health benefit and replicate pulling meat off the bone, which is a natural behavior. But bones are bad.
Just avoid it.
Yes.
Didn't we have our canine dentist veterinarian tell us that you shouldn't give your dog anything harder than something you can't indent your fingernail into?
Yeah.
So you can't make an indent in an object with your fingernail. It's too hard for your dog. They'll crack their teeth an ice cube.
Right. Exactly. I do remember that she mentioned ice. And some people enjoy giving their animals ice, and the dogs like it, but probably too hard.
Yeah.
So
going back to the kitty high,
huh.
How does catnip work?
Oh.
Do you know?
I do think it's you know, I've never really investigated it, but
okay.
I think there's a chemical in catnip that the cats enjoy.
Well, I think it's made of some animal urine.
Oh, great.
The catnip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really do. Well, that's your homework next time. Okay?
Urine. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, why does our, when we're walking the dogs in our suburban neighborhood, sometimes gardeners will put out manure.
Right.
As a fertilizer.
Right.
To supplement the very sandy soil that we have out here so the grass can grow.
Right.
One of our dogs wants to just roll around and stuff.
And sometimes eat it.
Well, why is that?
Why does he want his body in that manure?
Yeah.
I know. He enjoys it.
So,
that's a little high for him. We have to investigate that, too. Does manure cause some sort of high in dogs?
I just don't understand why a dog would want to do that. We'll have to investigate that, too. And then, Oklahoma tornado disaster.
Oh,
a horrible thing.
We're
everyone's sort of dealing with this. Well, there's one nice story about a dog who ultimately was reunited with his guardian. This dog was actually found, I guess it was her. Her name is Susie, and she was found guarding a dead person.
Hmm.
And it was thought initially that was her guardian, her owner, and that she was... looking after it it turns out they were unrelated, and for unknown reasons, Susie was looking over this corpse. But later, Susie was reunited with her owner, who survives. So interesting that a dog would oversee a dead human.
Yeah, like I'm glad she got united with her family. Okay, well that's a good story. All right, don't go away. More with Animals Today right after the break.
Oh, That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Have a good day.
Next!
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh! If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day Sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Here's this great journal that I just discovered, Science of the Total Environment. And it just has a really cool collection of articles, scientific articles. It's a real scientific journal, and environmental issues that go along with this. And in the upcoming July issue, there's going to be a paper concerning herbicides and the ability of your dog to track them into your house. So you've got weed killers. That's mostly what they're talking about, that are applied to lawns, okay? And then your dog can go walk on the lawn, and it really can track them into your house, into your bed, and into you.
Hmm.
So these are common chemicals called 2,4-D and MCPP and dicamba, and some of the brand names are Weed Be Gone Max and Par 3 and Tri-Kill. These are not proven carcinogens in humans, but you should know that if your dog is romping around on the grass and they've applied weed killer, probably some of that is getting onto you and into you. So what do? It's hard to avoid. You have to see when they're applying the and let it sink in for a few days before you let your dogs on that lawn.
And how about
wipe their paws.
Yeah, but how about the health effects to the dog?
Yeah, the main health effects, and this also is not directly proven, but there's fear about bladder cancer.
Wow.
Especially in dogs that are already predisposed to bladder cancer, such as Scottish Terriers and West Highland White Terriers, Shetland Sheepdogs, Beagles, and Wire Hair Fox Terriers.
So it's not proven carcinogenic to humans, but possibly to dogs.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So there's going to be...
Maybe by them licking their paws when they come in and just being absorbed through the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll learn more about that.
Wow.
If you're a male carrier and you want to avoid getting bitten by a dog, what city should you not work in? What city is riskiest to be a mail carrier?
New York.
Well, you would think, but Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, okay.
Okay. It's the worst city for dog attacks on letter carriers. And let's see. Nearly 5,900 postal workers were attacked last year in the country. Did you know that? Los Angeles had 69 attacks, followed by San Antonio, 42, and Chicago, 41. And the Wichita, Kansas, was the safest city in terms of dog bite versus letter carrier. So if you're a letter carrier and you feel threatened by a dog, you can skip delivery and ask the customer to retrieve mail at any post office instead.
Mm.
So that's got to happen. That's got to be pretty scary.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in your uniform, the dogs are afraid, you're aggressive.
Well, in our area, they'll skip delivery of your house if your car is within like 10 feet of your mailbox.
Yes.
Because then they have to get out of their little mail carrier truck and walk to the box, and that's too much trouble for them.
Mm-hmm. There are rules.
Right. That's right. So they should skip it if there's a dog that might attack.
Oh, I see your point.
That's my point.
They skip it for less.
Right.
Okay.
That's my point.
Let's go to Wales.
Okay.
Not the country.
Okay.
The animal.
Okay.
There is another study which is demonstrating the effect of increased drag and buoyancy problems when a whale gets entangled in fishing nets. This is a very common thing. Right?
It's so sad.
It is very sad. And one of the big problems with the way we harvest fish in the wild is all the so-called bycatch,
right?
Dolphins and whales in particular. And so in this one study, a device was fixed to a whale, which increased the drag and increased the buoyancy. And they were able to demonstrate that the whale would swim more slowly and was unable to behave naturally due to the increased drag. So that was the really first scientific demonstration of what probably happens when you're in a net and why it eventually kills you.
Yeah.
So it must be so common and probably hidden a lot.
Yeah.
This horrible way to go.
Yeah. I'm not sure the point of the study, though.
The,
I mean, well, I know the point, but is it going to benefit the whales at all?
Yes, it'll benefit the whales because it'll prove to the scientific community, so the logic goes, that the nets truly are making the whales expend more energy.
Right, but they're still being used. The nets are still being used.
Well, hopefully this scientific data will be able to go into the discussion to decrease the use of the nets.
Go into the discussion.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. There's a top new species of plants and animals have been named. There's some of them are pretty weird. I mean, we're finding new species every day. Did you know that?
No.
There are about 10 to 12 million species of plants and animals. Most of them not discovered yet.
Wow.
And this excludes the microbes, okay?
Right.
So we, it's really amazing. There's so much we need to learn. We probably know a couple of million, and there have been, like I said, between 10 and 12 million species. So there, if you look, you can find new ones all the day, every day. There is a new sponge they found, which was a huge thing that looks like a harp. There is a new monkey they found. Isn't that incredible?
That is so cool.
New monkeys.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, this one was from the Republic of the Congo, and the adult males have a large bare patch of skin on the buttocks, testicles, and perineum that is colored a brilliant blue. So if you see a blue-butted monkey, you'll know that it's a new one. There's a new snake that eats snails. There's a new tiny, tiny little frog. The smallest in vertebrates known are frogs, and this one were as small as 7 millimeters.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
So cute.
And then a roach that has a luminescence. Okay, so a glow-in-the-dark roach, so which is weird when you consider they want to avoid the light.
Right.
So does this run away from itself all the time?
No, so when you're sleeping and you see a little thing run across the room that's glowing in the dark.
You don't have to wonder if it's a roach. You know it's a roach.
Because I know this new species now. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet. The animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Cameron Swayze. President Barack Obama Sunday was on the ground in Moore, Oklahoma to see the level of destruction in the community that was hit by that massive tornado last week. That tornado killed 24 people. The president told a gathering in Moore on Sunday that they will be there for as long as they are needed.
If you talk to folks in Alabama who've been affected over the last couple of years, you talk to the folks at Joplin, who I know have actually sent volunteers down here to Moore. If you talk to folks in New Jersey and New York, they'll tell you that when we say we're going to be there until you completely rebuild, we mean it.
At least 1,200 homes across central Oklahoma were destroyed by Monday's tornado, and at least 12,000 more were damaged. State Insurance Commissioner John Doak said property damage insurance claims will likely top $2 billion. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct. And in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-7058. That's 1-800-463-7058. 1-800-463-7058.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Corbin said Sunday on Face the Nation that his state has done a great job juggling the needs in the aftermath of that monster tornado last week, but he added that lawmakers need to reevaluate the way damage is calculated because a sort of a cop-out has emerged, he says, in which, quote, you don't have to be responsible for what goes on in your state. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York said that Americans did what was right in offering help to those impacted by Superstorm Sandy on the East Coast.
So for generations, New Yorkers have paid out to hurricane victims in Florida, tornado victims in the Oklahoma, Missouri, Alabama region, to fire-damaged states in the West. And when Sandy hit, it took a little while. Some people were against it, but bottom line is America stood by us.
And he says, quote, that we are using that money well, and the recovery is well underway. This is IRN USA Radio News.
You know those commercials that have been on for years and years about Andy Willoughby's three-step plan home business system? You know, the hi, how in the world are you anyway guy? Took me almost 10 years to call. I finally did, just out of curiosity. I was really surprised. This is a business I can make a real income with. And the best part? I don't have to talk my family and friends into doing anything. It's that easy. Call 800-480-2102 or online at threestepusa.com.
It's the Memorial Day weekend. Millions of folks are heading to the parks, to the beaches, maybe to the lakes to try to get a jump start on the unofficial start of summer. It is the beginning of a long travel season as well.